This is Marilyn McCabe. Welcome to my podcast, World Through a Poem's Eye, affiliated with my blog site, marilynonaroll.wordpress.com. I'm thinking today about Mary Oliver's poem, Wild Geese. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over announcing your place in the family of things. About 7 a.m. I heard them, just a few gronks, a small group. If not heading south, perhaps feeling restless, shifting ponds, fluffing wings. I know this feeling. Feel some pull from the call above. You do not have to be good, Mary Oliver writes, and I think of us, all of us trying to be good, trying to be good at something, poetry, parenting, sales, soccer, and trying to be good, or at least not too horrible. Trying to behave, to be quiet, to go along, get along. Trying to get the things that being good can get one. Approval, or at least not disapproval. Rewards, notice, appreciation, maybe inner peace, I don't know. But the attempt is enough, she seems to say. We don't have to necessarily succeed, necessarily to be good. We are okay as we are, she suggests. You do not have to be good. I think of the Martha and Mary parable, where Mary sits at Jesus' feet listening, and Martha bustles about making food for them, and then feeling resentful. She kicks up a fuss, and Jesus says basically, hey, you didn't need to do all that. You just needed to listen. But I always think, look it, wasn't that a nice cuppa she made you? Didn't you drink it? Isn't that the kind of caretaking you ought to be lauding, or at least saying thank you? Being good, it's complicated. So, you do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles repenting. I think of all the pilgrims, all the self-flagellation that has been valued by odd sectors of religious orders, the blood sacrifices, the deprivations. You only have to let the soft animal of your body. I love that line. We don't know what the verb is yet, what we are letting that animal do, but how that line brings me back to myself, grounds me in the flesh of me, such as it is, soft, vulnerable, yet enough. Love what it loves. That says so many things, doesn't it? What do you love? Someone? Something? Count the ways. Love what you love. It's easy. Well, it can be easy. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. It's not always easy to love what you love. Not always easy to live with the need to be good. This line brings me to you, to connection, to the shared stories that keep us in community. In this line, we join hands, you and I, share a murmur of ourselves. We nod, I hear you, you hear me. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Oof, does it indeed. I was reading the paper this morning as the geese flew overhead. War and war and death and hatred, the world as we have made it. Meanwhile, the sun and clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. With these lines, she gives me back my breath, takes me from the news, out the window to the wind, the planet in its slow turning, the sun here where I am, there where you are, the graceful lines of light and shadow that tie us all together around the world, to the world. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air. And here, no matter where I am in the world, no matter how dim the day, how choked the air, I am above it all. I am high overhead in the trade winds, moving, moving, a wild thing. Are heading home again. What comfort there is there. No matter where home is, what it is a center, a peace to return to from our wanderings. The cycle of leaving and returning, of seasons, of hours, of rising to the day and falling to bed. Relief and rest reside in that circle. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, how did she know? How did she know that singularity of each of us, the separation that the self defines, the pain of it sometimes? The world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting. This is the line that moves me to tears. Why is that? The generosity of the world, perhaps, its offer to me, the risk involved in loving the world, and the excitement and the reward in taking that risk, in opening myself, my imagination, to all that is possible in this incredible life. Over and over, announcing your place in the family of things. With the geese, with the soft animal of my body, with you, wherever you are, connected through our imaginations, through our connections to the world, each other, the wild, the roots, branches, the wings, clouds, the wind, the world, of and in and with.